This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, December 26, 2010. Christmas Response. The passage is from John 1. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Some of the saddest words in the Bible are found in today's reading. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The Word became flesh, and the Son of God moved into the neighborhood. But people locked their doors to shut him out. How arrogant, how dangerous, and how foolish. Little has changed since John wrote those words in his gospel. Today, millions of people celebrate Christmas without receiving Christ in their hearts and homes. Some shut him out of their lives because of arrogance. When I was talking about the Lord to a distant relative in Europe, he told me that his generation, the so-called millennials, did not need God in their lives. They were doing just fine without him. But how dangerous! In John 3:18, we find a warning to those who refuse to receive Jesus as their Savior. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. Those who reject Jesus as Savior give up the right to become children of God. Imagine becoming a child of God and being allowed to call him our Father. Imagine receiving his forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. If you have celebrated Christmas this year without receiving him, please receive him today. It really is a matter of life or death. Will you pray with me? Lord God, we pray for those who have shut you out of their lives. Change their hearts so they may receive you as Lord and Savior. In your name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.